Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of No Common Sense. I have really no caption for this one, so I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, everyone. I thought I'd give a little bit of a warning before you listen to today's podcast. Some of the audio in this podcast might be considered offensive, some of the jokes we make, etc. If you easily get offended, we recommend that you turn back now. Otherwise, enjoy the show. And we're back with No Common Sense, the stupidest podcast on the internet. I am joined by my co-hosts, Levi, Jared, and Hello. Noah.
What's going
What's
on?
What's up, bro?
So, What's today, we're going to be doing another chill-out podcast with my bros.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, hold up.
It's been a while.
It has been a while,
man. It has been a long while.
Well, yeah, dude, what were you about to Jared?
I don't know.
I think he's about to say you weren't his bro.
No, bro.
I don't leave it hanging, bro.
I thought you said I don't need to hang him, bro.
Don't leave me hanging, bro. That's what I said. Anyways. So, we are playing a whole bunch of different video games. So, does everyone wants to say what they're playing tonight?
Oh, I'm checking out Apex at the moment.
I'm playing Apex as well.
And I am playing Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham.
Nice.
And I'm playing Microsoft Flight Simulator. Hopefully I will not freak out like I did that one time, screaming my plane is going down. So,
that's funny.
And if you like hearing us talk and you like watching people play video games, why don't you check out our streaming channels?
Amen.
Over on Twitch.
Hey. Yep. No, you stop those plugs, Levi.
To be fair, YouTube has not been going well for us, necessarily, so we thought streaming might go a little
YouTube
bit better.
Algorithm?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what sucks. We get better traffic on BitChute, but I don't think we're fully committed to BitChute, so, you know.
I don't know what that is.
It's an alternative site. We get better views on there. Like, we get about 50 to 60 to 100 views on each video. But anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
It's just more difficult to upload to be honest.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Buggier. But anyways. Tonight, we're just going to talk about random crap. But before we do, let's hear from our sponsor, Anchor. And we're back with No Common Sense. So, what does everyone want to discuss tonight? It's
juicy pussy.
I have things to talk about.
I also have things to talk about.
Just earlier this morning, I watched the season finale of WandaVision on Disney Plus.
Nice.
And I have to say, I'm very impressed with the series, and they left it off on like a, I wouldn't necessarily say like a cliffhanger, but they definitely left you hanging, like thinking like what's going to happen next.
I personally don't like WandaVision.
And unfortunately we won't know exactly what's going to happen right coming up next, because here on March 19th, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier will be premiering on Disney Plus. Another series in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh dear. Lord.
And yes, I know I talk about Marvel a lot. We are not.
Have we not been recording?
No, that's not the problem. I don't think, at least. No, that's not the problem. The problem is my game is taking an absolute dump.
Oh.
Oh,
that kind of sucks, bro.
Well, my PC was not really built to play this game, so, well, it's, you know, it's a mid-range graphics card. And this game demands the best hardware possible, so.
Alright.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, continue on your WandaVision.
Well, I was just saying that, like, I know I talk about Marvel and Disney a lot, and I just wanted to say not sponsored.
Well, I have no. That would be nice, but no.
Like, we'd be sponsored.
Right.
Yeah, especially the way that we, well, me, the way me and Noah align politically. If they fire Gina Carano, then, you know.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really all I have to say at the moment.
I do have something else to say. I do have to say something else as well, and that is that I really do enjoy Minecraft's new, well, beta for, and it's the mountains and the new ores and stuff like that. It is very nice.
Yeah, we're actually going to be, on the night we're recording this, we're going to be streaming that on Twitch.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, Twitch, it is, mine is twitch.tv. /LAS_TheLegend01.
I don't know mine off the top of my head, and honestly, I don't.
It's
really.
Capital. It's capital LAS, and then Cam the Alpha Wolf.
Okay, so mine's easy.
Oh, guys, yeah. Guys, you will not believe what just happened. I'm playing Apex, right?
Yeah.
Me and this rando just died. He sent me a message that said, "You suck."
Which one of you died first?
It was him.
Yeah, that's why.
Don't say you suck when you die, because that you're just a sore loser then.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
This part when I was playing Gibby.
It's like if they can't handle dying, then they should, you know, not play games. But you know, like I said.
Right. You won't believe who the champion was that round either. It was a level zero Wraith with zero kills and zero damage done.
Oh wow.
I mean, if you play dodge and weave long enough, then you can win any game.
That's true. Well, yeah, yes and no.
Me and my friend once won in a match of Apex without coming in contact with a single other player.
That's hard, dude. I don't.
Yeah, I've actually been attempting to practice Apex at least a little bit here and there.
So is it
Apex is hard? It can be hard.
Oh yeah.
Isn't it like Gears of War that like the first time you played, you kept on, or that was something else playing the I'm gonna hide game and snipe.
Yeah.
I don't really like those kind of players like that just decide to play hide and snipe.
I mean, it's a skill set. Sniping is hard. It's a skill set that...
I mean, like, I just kind of mean whenever it's not meant to be in the game in the first place. Like, whenever you're supposed to run and gun.
I mean, if a sniper is introduced into a game, if the developers intentionally put it into the game... You can't say it's not meant to be used.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I just mean like when people. No, I'm talking about like when you, the it's not like the gun's not a sniping gun, right? And people just hide instead of trying to run and gun like you're supposed to.
I mean, that is a strategy, though.
Yeah.
You could either play offensively or defensively.
Yeah, I do know where Cameron's coming from though, because I have the same problem.
Hmm.
That's why I don't play a lot of shooter games, really.
I'm getting verbally and, I'd like to say, what do you call it? The execution spammed.
Like, Jared, do right you need now. Help in your game?
If you'd like to help, you can, but these randos just suck.
Well, if that's the case, why don't we play on trios after we're done here?
And but we gotta remember stay on task with the podcast.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm a little distracted by my plane. Well, making sure I don't crash it.
I think we all are. But
yeah. Oh, I'm just exiting out of my game because I'm gonna switch over to Apex.
But yeah, I will. However, say one thing. I will say that I'm going to try to edit the last episode that we're going to be posting on YouTube probably for a while. for Nether Survival. I'm going to hurry up and try to edit that and do that, and then afterwards it will be moved over to the stream.
I'm going to get a treasure pack from the thing, though.
I think we're moving completely to streaming because, like we talked about, our YouTube views suck.
I'm not entirely moving to streaming just yet. I will be streaming, but my plan is to, once I'm done streams, if I have the time and the patience to port the stream over to YouTube unedited.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the... I think that's one of the main reasons we're moving to streaming is the time. The time factor.
Time aspect.
Because editing videos is kind of difficult work.
Just a minute, plus, Jared, by
some
the way.
People, some people just enjoy watching, like, unedited streams, like, uncut streams. They just want to put it on, just have background noise, and just, like, listen to these people talk and play games.
Honestly, Noah, I think we could set up, like, a stream archive channel.
That's what I've been trying to
actually, instead of a stream archive channel, I think we should just have LAS as a stream archive, LAS Productions as an archive channel.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah.
And just put it stream archive, and then like title the video stream archive, the date, and then the game, and the title.
Just rename the YouTube channel to LAS Archives.
LAS Production, or LAS Production Stream Archives or something, I don't know.
Either way though, I mean like I said, I'm not going to be able to upload the videos as upload the videos as archives yet because I still don't have the greatest internet at this current moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be glitchy, and I personally wouldn't watch the video. So, like I said, maybe when I get better internet, that'll be fine, but...
I mean, there's another way you could do it, too, is, like, you could capture the local stuff at the same time.
That's true.
Okay, so Levi, you're going to play Popstick?
Does your software allow you to record and do the stream at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, then you could probably do that, then, because you could have the local...
I guess it wouldn't overload the PC too much.
I don't think so. I think the 8-core processor would be able to handle it at least. I don't know about the graphics card though.
My graphics card's it's a 580. It's a 580. It's an 8 gig DRAM.
The 580 though is like pretty out of date by this point. To be honest with you.
It came out in what 14?
20? No, I thought it came out in 2016. But in computer years, it's still kind of a long time.
All right.
So my 1660 Ti is out of date, so.
I've thought of more things to speak of.
Alright.
Okay, so who likes Avatar The Last Airbender?
Me.
Well, apparently Nickelodeon has set up a side studio that's just called Avatar Studios. Where they're going to be apparently continuing the story of that universe. Like, apparently there's rumors of a new animated feature-length film for Avatar.
Nice.
Cool.
So,
pardon my mind.
And possibly new series along the way? Set in the same universe? Like, we either get, like, a continuation of, like, Aang and his little troop there, like, a continuation of that, or we can go even further back in time, see, like, Avatar Kyoshi.
I don't know how I feel about a Kyoshi, like, timeline thing.
But
or see, I'd kind of like to see them adapt the, because they did a series.
The comics.
Yeah,
the comics.
Yeah. That and way we have, like, that between point between Korra and Avatar kind of explained.
Yeah. And since I'm on the topic of Nickelodeon stuff, I did earlier today watch the first episode of Camp Coral, the new SpongeBob series.
How was it?
It has the same charm as the regular series, but I don't know how I feel about their new 3D animated art style.
It was okay for the movie. But, like, it still looks pretty good. I want to watch it.
And, like, I understand them using the same characters as from the original show in this new show, but I kind of feel like that we needed some new characters. Because these are supposed to be like SpongeBob's younger years. He's at like a summer camp.
Like different voice actors?
No. They have all the same voice actors.
No, like are you talking about the need they would need different voice actors to make him sound younger?
No. Keep the same voice actors. I just want new characters.
Oh, okay.
Like leave the old characters behind in the original series. Of course, you're going to have SpongeBob, but I want to see some new characters.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you like, a who, lot more bubble like who else? Like who else did SpongeBob hang out with when he was a little kid? Besides like Sandy and Patrick.
Yeah, Squidward.
Like in this series, Mr. Krabs and Squidward are camp counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And Plankton is like the cook there at the camp.
Yeah, I found that pretty cool. I did see a clip from like TikTok, of course, but I saw a clip from it, and I liked how Sandy was like, "What do you call this stuff?"
Yeah, and Plankton said, "I would tell you, but I'm not allowed to say those kind of words around kids."
Hmm.
I don't need it.
But, and like the fact that like they're trying to like, are they trying to like make like a SpongeBob universe? Because it seems like they're like giving every character their own spinoff.
Yeah, I saw that one to the group chat about the Patrick show.
Yes, I did see that.
It's like, who's next? Is Squidward getting his own show? Then Mr. Krabs?
It was rumored.
Sandy?
I'm reading up.
I'm still waiting for, Fast and Furious to come out. I think Fast and Furious is supposed to come out.
Its release date has been moved again.
Oh, yeah. It's
still this year.
I think it's probably closer to the end of this year, but
no. I think is it May? I think
May. Yeah.
Like they said, like I saw a report saying that Fast 9, is going to be moved to Venom 2's original release date spot.
That's one of the movies I'm really really looking for. I'm looking forward to that more than Fast 9, honestly.
Yeah, Venom 2 is going to be rated R.
I don't know how you all feel about the giant monster movie, but I'm really looking forward to the Godzilla vs. Kong movie. I know how you guys feel about them, but like, I personally like the Godzilla.
I mean, I haven't especially really seen Japanese one, though. Ones. Like, I haven't really seen them, so I can't really make a comment. I'm just like, I'm not too interested.
Do you think a large gorilla is going to be against...
It's like, I'm with Cameron. I haven't seen them, and I honestly don't really have that much of an interest.
Yeah, well, the old Japanese ones, they're a whole lot more of the people and like a few monster fights here and there. So, but they have some pretty cool characters. But the new ones, they have a lot more monster fights, which I think was the better part. Besides, they're just trying to revamp the old Godzilla versus Kong. And people are getting so upset about like, oh, who's gonna win? You have a monkey versus a giant radioactive lizard.
Yeah,
it's basically like it's like a trend now. Like, you had whenever Twilight was out, it was like Edward versus Jacob, and then when Batman v Superman, you had Batman and Superman. Then with Captain America: Civil War, you had Captain America and Iron Man. Now you have King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, I was like, no, I made you Joe Master.
You know, honestly, the whole, like, it's kind of, like, we've had a similar movie, actually, to this here recently. I know it's, like, more of, like, it's more of, how would you put it? I'm trying to think.
Uh-huh.
You know Rampage?
Yeah.
Rampage with the Rock.
I've heard of it, seen trailers, never watched the film.
It was pretty good, in my opinion.
I think that was based off of a video game.
Yeah, it was. It was like an 80s video game. Which, I honestly, I've seen the video game, though. The video game looks cooler than the movie, but that's just me.
Ooh, no, you just about got shot. I'm just telling you.
Actually, the premise is different, too. Because it's obviously showing that some kind of these people were turned into these beasts and everything, whereas in the movie it's like the animals get mutated. It's just, I don't know. It's a different direction.
Speaking of video game, I'm actually excited about Ark 2.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we need to start playing Ark again. It's been a long time.
I've been playing Ark.
I haven't. I will say
I have
slacked.
I haven't lost my touch.
Honestly, well, I'm kind of feeling really like I do want to get into it more.
Oh, I 100% do, because I just haven't played it a long time, and I really love the game. I just haven't done it.
So I've gotten so far, and I've already beaten the boss in mine.
I haven't even started. I didn't try to do anything.
And it was 100% legit. Like, I didn't go around, I didn't put in any cheat codes for the artifacts or anything like that. I did it legitly.
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 The one time I put in a cheat code was so I could get out of a forest. That was about it.
By the way, guys, do you know what time we started?
No.
Like 11-ish.
11-ish?
We've been going for about a good 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Also, anyone can see Snapper Aim, I can really use it.
I would have told you that earlier if I would have known, but...
I'm going to attempt... okay, so we're in the central time zone, so around 12:05 I'd like to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, that works for me, because...
Because we got a stream to do, fellas.
We do. We right, indeed we do.
I'm gonna go down here to the over here.
Oh no.
Down to the over here.
Yeah, I'm gonna place my marker.
This is guys, not gonna work. For you.
What is wrong, Noha? People over there. Alright, well I'm being careful.
So. I think I'm a little bit too high to land my plane. And two, this runway looks like it's too short.
Jared, are you coming back?
Yeah, I'm coming back.
This is gonna suck.
Haha. I need light mag.
You getting some more?
Also, this airport is in the middle of nowhere.
Our podcast is starting to turn into us talking about our games more.
I know. That's what we try to avoid.
Games are fun, though. I'm sorry.
Games are manly.
This is when we need to be streaming instead of podcasting. Just stream, like, just us talking while playing games.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even have to... We don't even all have to be in the same game. Just stream while playing games and talking.
Although it's kind of confusing, because one time I was doing that when I was playing Tetris, and they were playing...
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves, and it was weird.
Yeah.
I ended up deleting that stream because it was dumb.
Well, isn't that the whole premise of your podcast, though?
Yeah, to be fair, we are kind of keeping it no common sense here.
I mean, that's very true. We'd split and go in every direction with our... Oh, whoever who plays Apex, I wonder what's your favorite character? Because it's hard for me to choose. I'm thinking one of my main that I use the most is Mirage, but... They have to be hacking or something. Jesus, that's horrible. They hit me every shot.
Or you're just, or you know, you just suck. There's always that option.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't like flying at night. It's hard to see for me what to do here.
I do understand.
Especially when the runway is not very well lit.
Oh, look at my friends.
I'm 9 miles out. When are you going to show me the damn pattern entry?
Also, I do have enough to buy another character, so...
Are you going to get a new character?
I don't know who I'm going to get yet, so I'm not buying one right now.
I'm honestly just thinking about slewing my airplane, like putting it in slew mode and then just landing it straight down like a helicopter. Right on the runway.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna do something.
What's she gonna do?
I'm gonna go on to my phone here and look at the Google News feed and see if there's things to talk about.
Yeah.
That's interesting, dude. Interesting. Isn't that like looking up an article?
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily an article, but we can talk about, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just finding things that might be...
No, I can talk about something.
We had those past 2 weeks.
Oh my god, yeah, let's talk about that first. Holy frick, that could literally cover all of the United States, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
The whole snowstorm.
Yeah.
Snowstorm.
Oh, speaking of... I know this has nothing to do with the snowstorm, but with Apex here, it says Apex Legends gets a permanent solo queue.
Really?
Oh yeah, I forgot Minions was going to have a sequel as well. It's postponed to 2022.
Yeah. Minions: The Rise of Gru has been moved to 2022.
I forgot about that.
Again?
Yep. Hey, it's a good thing. After like Minions and all the Despicable Me's, like Minions were way overdone. It's about time we had a break.
Yeah.
I just decided to crash my plane on purpose because I can't see that runway.
And like with this new movie, is it gonna be a comeback? Is everything gonna be Minions again?
Oh, I would love it. Everything to be Minions again.
I think that the Minions should go to hell. From which they came. I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel about that.
But yeah. That snowstorm, holy frick, dude, that was...
Yeah,
same here.
When I first saw the snow, I was happy, because I like snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after it started staying a while, and then we had like the ice and everything with it, it just started getting like a bother to go outside. Like, have to like carefully take each step to make sure you don't slip and fall.
Do y'all ever get terrified when there's an open curtain behind you and you didn't realize it?
Huh?
Yeah. I don't like having my curtains open.
Yeah, mine are closed most of the time.
There we go.
How the hell is that? Never mind.
Levi, hurry up.
I'm sorry. I was freaking out on my game. It's like, how the hell is that airport further away than that one?
Okay. I know that we usually try to steer clear of political stuff.
Oh, no.
And yes, I'm the one bringing this up.
You're bringing it up first.
Holy crap.
What are we talking about now?
I want to hear, like, you guys have talked about this in the group chat, but I've never heard you guys' like verbal thoughts about this. What about this whole Dr. Seuss book thing?
Oh God!
I'm gonna let Cameron get his rant out real quick.
This is the worst freaking thing.
Yeah.
Like ever.
What is it? Like, isn't it like 6 Dr. Seuss books have been marked as offensive content?
Yeah,
like,
by a school district. Some freaking in the middle of nowhere school district has said, "We think your book is racist, so." You know, it should not be read by children.
It's like, it's not even like, they aren't even depicting people.
Okay,
in the
Dr.
Seuss books, there are these creatures called whoos. They're furry people. They're fuzzy creatures.
Yeah, you know,
Cameron, that Karen voice was like really spot on. And
that's
I was literally about
to say the same thing. I was about to say that Karen voice is...
I am not Jump Master.
As good as Juicy Pussy.
That will never not be funny.
No.
Juicy Pussy! I almost joked with an Italian accent. Oh, man. Mamma mia. I got a bit too much Juicy Pussy.
I can 100% say that I am not in that boat.
Yeah, no, me neither. I don't have a girlfriend.
Oh, you don't, do you?
No, I don't.
Oh, sorry. You're out of one. I'm a single Pringle as well.
Oh, hey, Levi.
I will be over there momentarily.
Oh, hey, Levi. You're also single, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Noah? Again, I'm going to blow your Jamaican head off.
So. What? Noah Jamaican. How in the hell is Noah Jamaican?
He's playing a character like Cameron. The characters in Apex are diverse. They're like from different ethnicities and such.
Yeah, I've seen.
I'm going to blow your Jamaican head off.
It's like, and meanwhile, he's the whitest part of all of this, probably. Yeah, well, no, Levi. Levi is literally white as paper.
Levi is a little whiter than I am.
I am very pale.
I do get a little sunlight.
Levi, you are not very pale. You are extremely pale.
Jared, come up here and get this.
Okay, so I had to pull up an article about the. I had to pull an article up about this. What? I had to pull up an article.
Oh, I heard you have to poo.
Yeah, I heard I had to poo up an article.
Well, I did poo up an article from CNN. I mean, that is the shittiest news network. So,
wow.
All right. Anyways, Sex Dr. Seuss books won't be published anymore because they portray people hurtful and wrong. Okay, let me reread that. Sex Dr. Seuss books won't be published anymore because they portray people in hurtful and wrong ways.
I swear.
By Amanda Watts and Lee. I'm not pronouncing that. CNN.
No, you need this. The accelerant.
Okay, so Sex Dr. Seuss books will no longer be published because they portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. The business that preserves the author's legacy said.
Yeah.
It's the company that is maintaining his books. They're like, yeah, we agree. He was racist.
Dr. Seuss was far from racist.
I know. So, anyways, these are the books that are being banned. And to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. If I Ran a Zoo, Mick Elliott's Pool. I don't know if that, or Elligott's Pool, McElligott's Pool. I don't know how you pronounce that, actually.
Elligott's,
okay. On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, The Cat's Quizzer.
The Cat's Quizzer was a good one.
I'm not too familiar. Honestly, I'm only familiar with the really popular one. None of those
sound familiar to me.
Did you guys ever read The Cat and Dog Choose the Cat and the Hat versus the Grinch? You ever read that one?
No.
Oh, it was awesome.
In a statement, Dr. Seuss Enterprises said it made the decision after consulting educators and reviewing its catalog. Ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises catalog represents and supports all communities and families, it said. The announcement was made Thursday, the birthday of the famed children's book author. They did it on his birthday. Wow.
Oh, that's even worse.
Seuss, insult to injury there.
Yeah. Seuss, born Theodore Seuss Geisel, is one of the best-known authors in the world. The man behind beloved classics like The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas, among others. Over 650 million copies of his books have been sold worldwide, The Washington Post reported in 2015. But Dr. Seuss had a long history of publishing racist and anti-Semitic work, spanning back to the 1920s when he was a student at Dartmouth College. There, Dr. Seuss once drew black boxers as gorillas and perpetuated Jewish stereotypes portraying Jewish characters as financially stingy, according to a study published in the journal Research on Diversity and Youth Literature. That study, published in 2019, of course, close to current year, examined 50 books by Dr. Seuss and found 43 out of the 45 characters of color have characteristics aligning with the definition of Orientalism. That's hard to say.
From where?
Huh?
Talking to Levi. From where?
I think up back behind.
Or the stereotypical offensive portrayal of Asia. The two African characters, the study says, both have anti-black characteristics.
Why? Yeah. Just why?
Oh, by the way, I did that gold helmet up there.
Yeah, you can have it.
Because I missed, I don't have a helmet yet.
Two specific examples, according to the study, are found in the books The Cat's Quizzer, Are You Smarter Than the Cat in the Hat, and If I Ran the Zoo.
They're headed this way.
Yep. It's an airstrike.
Yep.
Get into cover.
No. Okay, so
Get inside.
Everybody loves talking about the games.
Yeah, I know. Here's what it says about the specific examples.
Coming from right there.
In The Cat's Quizzer, the Japanese character is referred to as a Japanese, has a bright yellow face, and is standing on what appears to be Mount Fuji. Really? Is that all? I mean, seriously? It didn't go, like, Jap or... like, wow. Are you... Yeah, I mean... Well, to be fair, like, honestly, I mean, if we're gonna go all out with this, like, they didn't... He didn't say... Call them Japs like they did in World War II. I mean, like... I mean, I guess having the character drawn yellow is a bit on the nose, like, mm-hmm. in a yellow color, but still.
Okay, if we're going on the fact that characters are drawn yellow, let's cancel The Simpsons, then.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's because they're not being called...
Here's the thing, and here's the thing as well. If you're going to go after freaking children's books, Dr. Seuss books, and say that they're racist, listen here. You need to go after rap lyrics. I don't care.
Right?
All rap lyrics, then go after them.
Yeah, okay. And here, how about this? Let me find a particular example here. So, there's something called the Ghost Stories dub of anime.
What?
And they literally have a specific part in the Japanese anime dub where they like, he's like, Nong Nong He Chao, or something like that. And it's like, oh wait, that's Chinese. Or it's like, it's like, oh, it's in Japanese, and then he makes, like, starts speaking something that sounds... typically or stereotypically Chinese, and it's like, oh wait, that's Japanese. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I mean, like, is that gonna be canceled now? I mean,
I don't know.
And then also, like, there's a joke made in it where it's like, do you have any books by black people? It's like, yes. And then what else? I mean, that's not too bad. What was the one? It's like, imagine a big black man chasing you, and the kid, while the kid's running, it's like, well, like, and then he stops running. It's like, well, I guess he's not racist. Apparently not. He only ran 0.2 seconds faster or something like that. It's like, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like weird. It's like certain things that, like, aren't meant to be racist or depict people in any harmful way are being targeted, but then when there's, like, shows and stuff that, like, are legitimately doing it on purpose, those are fine.
Yeah, like, well, shock humor, like, that's basically shock humor there.
Like, okay,
or I'm like, sorry to throw, or something like that.
I'm sorry to throw some of, like, my favorite movies and TV shows under the bus, like Deadpool, Rick and Morty, stuff like that. Those are shows made to be offensive, and yet people eat it up and they love it. They don't have any complaints about it.
Yeah, and then there's Family Guy. There's South Park.
And then they, like, oh, haha, that's funny. But then they look at Dr. Seuss. It's like, get rid of it, cancel it, fire.
Yeah, I know, right?
People are retarded. I'm sorry, I can't say that word.
People are artards.
People are challenged in the head.
Oh, I would love to.
Is that better?
More. I would love to say more.
No, why'd you land us here? There are no guns.
I got guns.
I got that too.
What else has been canceled here recently?
Lots. Oh wait, we can't talk about guns or else we'll get canceled too.
Oh no.
I like guns. The boomsticks.
I have, you know, I have several. In real life.
Same.
Yeah, I mean, we've already said some stuff that would get us canceled, but
yeah.
I know. Like,
you own guns? What, are you like some sort of murderer or something?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's the thing. I've got a gun that's loaded right now, and guess what? And it's sitting, like, it's not near me, but it hasn't shot nobody. It hasn't shot nobody.
It's only shot deer.
Yeah, it's a shotgun. I got several guns.
Can you like, not pop off around, but, like, wrap the gun real quick?
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, so, Noah, you hunt animals, right?
That is correct.
You've been canceled by PETA.
Pretty much.
Oh, murder.
PETA is the worst organization, though, like, on the freaking planet.
PETA's all about, like, oh, save the animals. But then again, if they find an animal, they're like, oh, we're going to put it down anyway. They've even resorted to, like, stealing people's pets off their front porches. Have you seen that?
They see a dog, kill a dog.
Wasn't there a thing, like, a while back that PETA was, like, going up against Pokemon?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because of the, what would they call it, like, inhumane capture and fighting.
Like,
forcing
animals to fight other animals.
I swear to God. That's freaking fake!
Like, I swear to God, our
generation
is so filled with pussies. The way they think it's ridiculous.
It's like the idea, like, it's promoting people to do this kind of stuff, like, force animals to do things.
I'm sorry, but
I got a Lycan Rock stuffed animal. I'm gonna toss it now. Eat it, PETA!
Freaking world is so freaking
sick. I got a Minecraft fox plush here next to me.
I have an Umbreon plushie.
Didn't you say you also have a Lycan Rock?
Yep, I have the midnight form.
I have midday, but anyways.
Nice. Oh, by the way, Levi, we just left Noah.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Catch up.
Fuck, it could be Noah.
No, you can catch up, right?
I'm Gibby's pretty slow.
Wait, well, actually, more on this topic, actually.
Actually.
Yes, you know
every single character runs the same.
I do know that, but it just feels they made it seem like it isn't, because...
Well, I'm playing as Caustic, another bigger character. Okay, now you can speak, Cameron.
yeah, this is all gonna be... I might as well just call this video game chat hour. Anyways, I was gonna say something else that's really dumb about this whole getting, like, canceling these offensive shows, not canceling offensive shows. They cancel the people that, like, so if you're not a black character, or if you are a black character, you have to be black. There's that too.
Yeah.
Like, why do people get annoyed about, like, a white person voicing a black character?
I don't know.
Or vice versa.
No, I haven't seen it. Well, no, no. I've seen it. If a black person voices a white character, it's completely fine.
Right?
But if it's the other way around, if a white person voices a black character or otherwise, then it's just...
I'm sorry.
It's because white people... It's because white people are oppressors, and, like, by having white people...
are the oppressed, yes.
Yeah. That's the reason why. Well, I mean, like, to be fair, these are the same people that believe that, you know, black people can't do anything, that they have to have help constantly and everything, and can't move up their own way in the world and everything, and that white people are the cause of it, even though it's white people that are also putting out these policies.
And for anybody who's saying that we are racist for talking about all this stuff, no, I've got mixed family. Trust me, I'm not racist.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, to be fair, I hate saying this, but everyone's like, well, don't use the excuse of, like, you have family, or say that you have one black friend, or blah blah blah, because it's tokenism.
I have multiple black friends.
Well, I'm just
shooting up ahead.
I have black friends and black family. Like I said, we have mixed
family. Okay, I have to admit, my wording just now was bad timing. You guys are talking about black people, and I said they're shooting up ahead.
like really annoys me. They're not African American. No, they're not. They're not African American. They are not
part of Africa.
They are not a citizen, a legal citizen of Africa.
They're Americans.
They are American.
They're Americans.
American.
But you know, that's been around for a very long time, though. Like, African American was a term that has been used.
Like, heritage.
Yeah, technically. Yeah.
It's a heritage term.
Yeah. But I got on a topic, and then we all got distracted by the whole shooting thing.
We need to get going, by the way, guys.
All right, I will say, one of my favorite quotes is from President Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, no.
Talked about any man who carries a hyphen about with him carries a dagger that he is ready to plunge into the vitals of a republic whenever he is ready.
even though also, Woodrow Wilson destroyed the Republican, or I mean Republic.
Well, also this is
not Republican. I don't know why I said that, but.
Also, Theodore Roosevelt said something about along the lines of hyphenated Americanism. Hyphenated Americanism is the death, will be the death of our country.
I like Teddy Roosevelt, though. Woodrow Wilson was the worst president ever. Like, he basically brought back in, like, he brought back in segregation into the federal government, so there's that. And he played the, what is that movie called, like, oh, The Birth of a Nation, or...
Something like that.
Yeah, like that really racist film. He played that in the White House. Woodrow Wilson is known to be an avid racist.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, well, I did.
Dang.
And he created the federal trade... Well, not the FTC is fine, but he had a lot of ideas that... basically shaped the foreign policy for the United States for a very long time and pretty much made it less of a republic. Mm. Oh, also, I have something to say. If you hear fan noises, that's coming from Levi's side.
Yeah, I was going to mention that earlier, but we got on to talking about a bunch of other stuff, so I just didn't mention it.
Yeah. I can hear it really prominently right now. That's the only reason why I'm bringing it up now.
I'm so torn on either... Rampart or Globa. I don't know who to get.
I do remember what I was gonna say now.
Go ahead.
So like the whole like if like people are not allowed to say, well, I have a black friend or I have black family, because that's supposedly tokenism. Like you have your token friend, right? Well, if I was a racist or if I was a sexist,
Joe, you're selecting.
Or if I was homophobic, then why the hell would I want to be friends with any of these groups, right?
Exactly.
Right. Mm. I have gay friends.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trenton's a real nice dude, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't know who Trenton is, Noah, but he's a really good dude. Very nice.
Yeah, we can't really say the full name on podcast. We might be able to bring it up later.
I don't know his full name.
I do, but I'm not going to say
it. I do.
Okay. I mean, at one point I probably knew it, but I don't know now. But
they're like, honestly though, like people like make people out to be racist, right, or sexist, or homophobic, or whatever it is, and it's like, well, really they're not if they don't really have a problem with these people at all, like.
Yeah.
And yet some of these people that are creating some of the most, or these anti-racist movements are racist themselves.
Pretty much.
Like Robin DiAngelo. You don't know, but she's the one who wrote the, she's not the 1619 Project. She is the one that, oh god. I have to look it up now. Because I can't describe it too well. She's the one that basically created the Coca-Cola, the Woca-Cola thing. White. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're white. Polar bears. Why don't we use black bears?
Polar bears.
Oh, she's the one that wrote White Fragility.
Black bears are just bleached. White polar bears are just bleached black bears. I said that correctly. Don't at me.
Don't at you.
Well, there's a death box over here.
Hannah Nicole Johnson or Hannah Nicole something. Hold on. Gotta know her name. No, Hannah Nicole Jones. Sorry. Hannah Nicole Jones. She wrote the 1619 Project.
I'm stuck in here. Hang on.
But Robin DiAngelo herself said that she's a racist or that she feels uncomfortable around black people. And yet she writes a book about white fragility, why it's so hard for white people to talk about racism. Hypocrite. Well, I guess you're not a hypocrite if you know that you're a hypocrite, but still, I don't know.
Yeah, it makes you stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. We talked about that for a long time.
Dang. There's a Fuse and a Bangalore.
Yeah, Fuse, Bangalore, and one more. Fuse, Bangalore, and Lifeline.
I killed the Lifeline.
Apex and... here's the podcast title, Apex and Racism. Anyways. Or... Apex and the topic of racism, I should say, actually.
Race pex.
Because we're not being race pex.
Is that where you talk about the pecs of a bunch of different races?
Yeah. Rapist pecs.
I got renown and I got a peck.
Did you really just say you got renowned?
What?
Yeah, it's called renown.
Oh. I said rapist X.
I know, like, Jared, I know that renown is on Sea of Thieves, but I don't think it's on here.
Yeah, it is. The gold stuff is.
Oh my god, I just thought of something. Racist and Apex. Kidding, Rapex.
Oh my
no.
God. No.
No. Alright, everyone go on Twitter, cancel Cameron.
Hold on, I'm trying to figure out who I want to buy.
Oh no. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Alright.
Well, Noah, and this is cutting into podcast time, but I can talk to you about the pros and cons of the two characters that you're thinking about.
Oh no, here we go.
I mean, Lova has teleporting abilities. She can wear a bracelet and control when it goes to the ground, and you can literally bring all the loot in a certain circumference to you. Both your allies and enemies can take two items from your shop. You can get infinite ammo.
Oh.
And then Rampart, she can place down walls, like up to like six walls, I think.
Eight.
I thought it was six.
I don't know. Fuse wouldn't be too bad either. I thought about Fuse as well.
And the minigun. Fuse, he can throw grenades much further, and he has the mother load, which is like the fire ring and everything.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, Fuse, Horizon, and Kostagar, great combo.
Increased magazine capacity. Ooh.
I said the way to make, like, me and Sagan were talking earlier about how to make, like, a fortress in this game. You would need Caustic, Rampart, and Watson.
Mm-hmm. I do have Watson. I just don't hardly play her.
I have Watson as well. I love playing Watson. It's fun.
All right, Cameron, you're making noises. What do you want to say?
All right.
I'm literally trying to get the topic changed off of the freaking game. I don't even know if I want to publish it at this point. It's just like, Apex talk. Well, racism! Nonsense. Apex!
We're quite literally on the topic of your podcast.
Hey, you can name this episode Current Events and Apex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alright, I figured out who I'm buying.
Who you getting?
Who are you buying? Who are you gonna buy?
Is the black chick?
Who'd you buy? God.
He got Rampart. A minigun, you can... And okay, so you're looking for LMGs then. She has she gets extended like ammo capacity for LMGs.
Yeah.
I've been trying to Spitfire since the event, like since the like lock, the locked and loaded.
I've seen it.
It's because I'm always taking them.
True.
I do have to ask this, though. Do you think this podcast episode's a bit too risky to publish?
No. Nonsense.
No.
Nonsense.
It is a free country that we can have freedom of speech. We can talk about whatever we want to.
Thank you.
At least. True.
We have some people left in this country that agrees.
Yeah, I do agree. But the thing is, though, is that there is... I do agree that there shouldn't be no consequences for what you have to say, technically.
Oh no, I know not necessarily no consequences, but it's
I never said no consequence.
Yeah, but we are allowed to have our opinions.
Exactly.
Yeah. And to be fair, I don't think we've said anything like none of us are racist. We've just like honestly, we think other people are racist. like, or are hypocrites.
I'm going to the front of the ship.
Like, what are we, things that are supposed to be, like, things that should be non-issues become issues, and things that might become an issue are not considered issues. So, you know. But let's get on a different topic.
Well, actually, we only have 10 minutes left.
I know, but we should probably get on a different topic besides Apex and racism.
I had some pretty good pie tonight.
What did you have?
It was like a chocolate peppermint pie. It was a Valentine's Day pie, but it was still a really good pie.
Yeah, that does sound amazing.
That does sound pretty good.
Honestly, I'm gonna say if it's a Valentine's Day thing, I don't really think peppermint and Valentine's.
Yeah, I think more like strawberry, chocolate and strawberries,
or cherries.
Strawberry.
I don't really like strawberries.
What?
I don't like strawberries. I mean, I like the taste of strawberries. I don't like the actual fruit itself.
Strawberries.
Strawberries are good.
I like strawberries.
Who took that extended light mag? I did.
Jared doesn't like a lot of stuff that people should like.
No, I don't.
Cameron, who are you to say what people should like?
Are you a communist?
I'm feeling sus over here, boys.
I mean, to be fair, though, I've never heard of any... Well, no, never mind. There's been a few people that don't like strawberries, but there's some people that are also allergic to them, so that's a whole different matter.
What if you...
I mean, I like the taste of strawberries. I hate the,
You don't like the artificial flavor?
Fruit. No, I don't like the actual fruit.
That's just weird. I hear a lot of people say that they don't like the artificial flavor of something. I never hear people talk about, like, I don't like actual thing it's from. Except me. You know what? Except me, because I don't like watermelon fruit too well, but I do like watermelon flavor.
Y'all find a mastiff. Mine.
Or I'll let you know.
You're saying
that. It's like, I like both normal fruits and the artificial flavors.
It just depends on what it is for me.
It's like, say, like, watermelon flavored candy. It doesn't taste like watermelon, but it's still good.
Yeah, I do like watermelon flavor. I just don't like watermelon itself.
But I
don't. Sam. I'm in the same boat as you, Cameron.
To me, like, it's just like watered. Like, to me, watermelon tastes like watered down nothing. To me, like, I don't know what it is.
It's like it doesn't. Like, it doesn't texture. Necessarily have a taste. It's like watermelon is just supposed to be like sweet. It's juicy and sweet.
Well, I don't like the lack of flavor.
I like watermelon.
It's supposed to, like, I picture watermelon being like the perfect summertime fruit.
No, cantaloupe. I'm sorry. Cantaloupe wins.
I used to like cantaloupe.
I didn't. I started enjoying it more, but I can eat it now.
Cantaloupe's the best. I'm sorry. It has a sweet taste, and it's juicy.
I don't
juicy.
Mean, like melon watermelon's ass. just refreshing.
I don't have a favorite, like, melon-esque fruit, like, edible thing.
Alright, you know, speaking of refreshing, does anybody like cucumber water?
No.
No.
My little
brother. Well, actually, no. I'm hit or miss on it. Like, I don't know. I'm a maybe on that.
Mood.
Yeah.
Cucumber water with a hint of lemon.
No, I don't. Mm. I cannot stand lemon water.
Noah, we left. Just letting you know.
I cannot.
We're heading towards ring.
I cannot stand lemon water. Like, water and lemon together.
Really? I love lemon water.
What about like, sweet tea, like, with some lemon?
No,
I like the half and half stuff.
You know me, I hate tea.
How dare you?
You say, yeah, Jared, I know you and your half and half. It's half sweet tea, half lemonade.
Yeah, that's the only way I'll drink the tea and lemonade stuff. I won't, like, if you squeeze lemon in it, no. But if it's already made, then yeah.
I drink soda, coffee, milk, orange juice, but not tea.
See, you like soda and coffee, you say.
Mm.
Have you had them combine?
Tea and coffee?
No,
soda and
soda
coffee.
And coffee.
Soda what, and coffee. Mixed together?
Yeah.
Coca-Cola has done that.
No, it's Coca-Cola.
It's actually really good.
It's very good.
I've never tried it, so I don't know.
No, it sounds like it wouldn't work. Once you take the first taste, it's somehow the flavors just combine perfectly.
Oh, and I know exactly what he's talking about. Because last time I was over at his house, he had me try some.
They have three different flavors. They have dark coffee, vanilla, and caramel.
I probably like the vanilla and the caramel. I do not see myself liking anything that has the word dark. That sounded bad. Let me rephrase that.
I don't like anything dark.
Let me rephrase that.
About being racist. Cameron is a communist racist here.
Let me rephrase that. I don't think anything that's like black coffee, I don't care for.
Any dark beverage.
No, because I wouldn't like Coca-Cola then. Jesus. Anything that's like... Anything that is black coffee, I can't drink coffee straight. Like, I have to have flavor in it.
So, Cameron likes his coffee gay.
Ha 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 ha!
I think it's weird that I won't drink regular black coffee, but I'll drink cold black coffee.
Nope.
No, I won't even drink cold black coffee. I don't like black coffee.
Oh... Speaking of black coffee, I had like a really bad experience with like extremely dark coffee.
Oh no.
I was in San Antonio at the time for my like sister's like military graduation thing.
Oh, is that in Texas?
Yes.
That's it.
And there it was like Starbucks was advertising their new Christmas brew. Mm-hmm. And we decided to try it, and it was the most bitter, like, darkest coffee I had ever tasted.
And I'm gonna guess it just went, like, you were like, ha, bye, have a nice day, and it's like...
No, I mean, like...
And then immediately you go outside and throw it in the trash.
No, like, we'd already spent money on it, I wasn't gonna waste it.
Right, it's the...
Honestly, if I don't like it... If I don't like it, then I honestly will throw it away. That's just how it is with me.
I'm opening the door.
I don't throw it away in front of people. I try to throw it away discreetly so they don't see me. But yeah, I will throw it away. I try to be sneaky about throwing things away though, because I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
Hey, I just took his shields off.
Honestly, I'm kind of not that honest whenever I say, like, I don't like something if it's, like, a family member cooked it. If it's my own parents, then I'll just be like, yeah, I didn't really care for it. But with anyone else, like, I'm like, I try to be overly nice about it. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was good, even though I'm lying.
Remember, I have Sheila, so.
Like, that is, like, a little lie I tell. Even if I don't like someone's food, then I'm just, like,
let's go out the other direction.
I'll say that I like it, even if I don't. But anyways, we're on the cusp of that five-minute thing, so we got I'd say probably about two more minutes, and then we probably need to start wrapping up.
Yeah.
Two or three minutes.
Yep.
So... Last two or three minutes, what do we want to talk about?
Not too sure.
That we might be changing the podcast to a monthly schedule rather than a weekly schedule.
Yes.
Yeah, bi-weekly. It was bi-weekly before.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Meaning every 2 weeks. I wanted to actually increase our output this year, but with college going the way it's going, I can't do it. I'm going 5 days a week. I'm going 5 days a week, and I'm doing math classes. Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, God, I hate math.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm passing it, surprisingly.
It's like hated math, but I was good at it.
I hate math, and I'm not too good at it.
I got, on my last test, I got a 70 and a half, so.
Nice.
Yeah. When it comes to math in college, I'm like, C gets a degree. So, there's that.
Yeah. I must say, I didn't really even take my last math test because I was in quarantine for 2 weeks. There's that. And then the snowstorm hit, and then I had another quarantine. And, yeah.
Yeah, let's just say where we're at, though, like, we barely have any cases now.
Yeah, right now. Hopefully it sticks out where.
You say that, now people are going to pinpoint that they know where we're at.
No.
There's a lot of places that aren't.
Did you see that Texas? All right, now. Did you see that Texas getting rid of the masks and whatnot?
That's what I was about to bring up. What do you guys think of that? I think it shouldn't be mandated. It's if you feel safe to wear one, wear one.
If you don't want to wear one, then you don't have to.
Precisely.
By all means, you do you.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
America, land of the free.
Home with idiots.
Yep.
Pretty freaking much.
I will say I'm a little out of it today, so that's probably why some of my words have come out pretty weird. But, because I literally got 4 hours of sleep, and then I took a 4-hour nap today, so I've had my 8 hours, but usually...
it's a hologram.
Usually my, energy doesn't kick back up till, like, probably, like, well, about now, so... Sorry about that. All right, you heard the side of me that is still dead tired.
Well, I think it's about time we call it, huh?
Yeah, it's 12:03 now. So, thanks for tuning in to No Common Sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you liked what you heard, then give us a 5-star review. It does help us out. And make sure to check out our Twitch. We'll provide the links down in the description below. And our YouTube channel. We'll also provide that, even though it's not going anywhere and we're really depressed about it and sad that we're having to stop putting stuff on it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least for now. Ditching it completely.
Yeah. It'll just be kind of a dead channel for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But then after some time, we will revive her again.
Yeah, maybe during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When we have a bit more time.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, during the summer, if I can, I would like to do like a podcast summer. So like do episodes every week. Yeah, like do every week instead of every month like we are right now. When things become less hectic. I think so you can be done.
Maybe like during like the summer when we do it weekly, we could do it like an event.
Yeah. The Summer of Podcast.
Kind of like a Christmas in July thing, but better.
No. I refuse.
He said that better.
I refuse to do Christmas in July.
Alright, so...
Hallmark already has that market covered.
It's on you.
Alright.
You feel like sending us off.
Alright, well... We're done!
Woo.
Woo woo.
I'm leaving that in.
Thank you for listening to No Common Sense. If you enjoyed this insanity, then please give us a 5-star review. You can find this podcast on many platforms. Just search for No Common Sense. See you in 2 weeks.